I don't know if you're ready to take it spiritual tonight, because I've come with a very special message. Tonight, I am going to upgrade your weaponry.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, the devil is getting a big hiding.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
For my upgrade.
For my upgrade.
Do you know where's the location of your upgrade? Hey, there's at least one person here with me.
Oh, yes.
Do you know where's the location of your upgrade?
It's here.
Amen. Amen. It is here. Where the presence of God is.
Amen.
So I don't know if you see our soldiers and that I'm bigger than them. Even though they're standing on the stairs. But I'm going to share a very powerful message with you tonight, which will save your life. I'm going to show you how to preempt the plans of the enemy.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
That there's no more surprises.
Oh, yes.
Because the Bible says that when the enemy is found out, it is payback time.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You can have your seats. And, you know, I just want to welcome every single person that is with me online. And, you know, welcome to the broadcast. Welcome to the Saturday night service. And, you know, I trust that every person is hungry and they are desperate and they are ready to upgrade their weaponry.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
The thing is, the weapons that I'm going to give you tonight, it's just in one scripture.
Come on.
That you will completely disable the enemy.
Amen.
And that if the word doesn't cause the enemy to be disabled, there will be deliverance.
Amen.
For every single person that has been bound by
Come
the enemy.
On.
Amen.
Amen.
For every single person that is connected online.
Yes, yes.
The presence of God will saturate your living room.
Amen.
Right now. God has located you before you were even born. The thing is, you have been caught out by a misrepresentation that the enemy has thrown in.
That's right.
That is why tonight's word that I'm going to give you, you will not even need to fight.
Come on.
You will just need the word of God.
Amen.
See, the Bible says that my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge.
Yes, yes.
Like I was sharing last week Sunday, that you are born to conquer. But the way that we conquer is by the words that we are speaking.
That's right.
By speaking the will of God, by speaking the promise of God that have been given to us. That we are speaking things that are spiritual. We are not speaking of things that are coming and resonating out of our flesh.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Because when it is resonating out of our flesh, it is our own selfish desires.
That's right.
Everything is about me, myself, I, and self. Amen.
Amen.
But we serve a zealous God.
Oh, yes.
Amen. How many of you are ready to receive tonight? Amen. Amen. And before I get into the message, I just really want to honor my spiritual father, a prophet Leon and prophet Esther Lee. And I want to thank them for just entrusting me with tonight's service and, you know, for giving me the opportunity to be trained. As you know, I really don't take it for granted. And I really granted a great privilege to be entrusted with this mic and his pulpit and, of course, his people and his congregation and all of those that are connected across the world. And, you know, there's really nothing like taking this mic and the presence of God just enveloping you and taking over.
Amen.
That when I'm on the floor, I die. There's nothing that I can give you but Jesus Christ and His Holy Spirit can give you everything that
yes,
you need.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't know if you believe that. And, you know, this is a house where we are trained. This is a house where we are a team and we have a team ministry and we have a team of pastors and that we are all being trained and you know, Prophet sends his love to every single one of you.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, God has called him to go into consecration and to spend time alone with him, you know, just to hear the voice of the Lord and what God is saying for this time and for this season. And, of course, he is praying and interceding for every single one of you that is with us, that is connected in this house. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm really grateful for God sending a man and a gift like that into our midst.
That's right.
You know, it is through that gift that I received salvation. It is through that gift and God sending him into my life that I received a revelation, but also an encounter with Jesus Christ. That my life was changed completely upside down, inside out, never to be the same again.
Amen.
Amen. That the day that I was set on fire, that fire has never died. I love everything about God.
Yes, yes.
And every time that I've been given the opportunity to prepare and get into the Word, I've experienced such tremendous things when it comes to the presence of God. Where I stand here right now, I've slept 40 minutes in the last 2 days. That the presence of God was so strong. Because of what God wants to do here tonight,
come
He
on.
Wants to change everything that is going wrong in your life. Amen.
I receive it.
Amen. You will receive deliverance without fail tonight. That everything the enemy has set out and planned for your downfall, for your limitation, for your distraction, it will be completely abandoned and aborted tonight.
I receive.
In Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Say preservation.
Preservation.
Say, I need preservation.
I need preservation.
Tonight you will receive preemptive preservation.
I receive.
What does that mean? That means before anything happens. I will show you how to defeat the enemy before he even pitches up and rocks up.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
How many of you need those keys and those tools?
Oh, yes.
Then step one, you need your 50 cal. You need the Word of God.
That's right.
Because it is sharper than any two-edged sword.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
This is your life manual. This is your life document. This is the source of your protection. This is the source of your provision. This is the source of all heavenly and godly wisdom. Amen.
Amen.
Now understand that when I say preemptive, I mean that you will be able to anticipate something before it goes wrong. Amen?
Amen.
That you will be able to anticipate the plans of the enemy so that you can be preserved. Amen? That you will be able to anticipate every problem before it even comes.
Oh, yes.
That you will eliminate every form of trouble before trouble comes.
Come on.
And it's just in one verse tonight. It's just in one verse. It is going to be such a powerful night tonight. But I need hungry people. I need to know what the people are saying online. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Chris, we have Leandri on Facebook saying, I am ready for my upgrade. Zelda is saying, I need an upgrade. Pastor Nadine is saying, excited for tonight's message.
Amen. And I'm just as excited. I love the presence of God. And I just want us to enjoy ourselves in the presence of God tonight. Amen.
Amen.
But we need the Word. We need to be able to preempt the plans, the devices and strategies of the enemies so that we can have preservation and stay in a place of preservation and protection. Let's go to Proverbs 4, verse 5, and I'll read up until verse 7. Are we there? If you are there, say, I am there.
I am there.
And I want you to make sure that every time you attend church, every time you connect online, that you have your Bible.
Yes, yes.
That you have different color pens to underline things. You know, I like to do things topically by color in my Bible. And I like to write notes, and I especially like to write notes in my Bible more than anything else. That when I go through my Bible, I'm reminded of everything that I learned and that I studied and that God revealed to me through His spoken word. Amen?
Amen.
Is the sound okay for you guys? Is it good? What are the people online saying? I see they're saying, amen, I receive. I see Stacy says, first time I'm able to watch live. Amen. Stacy, you're so welcome here. And we trust that God will touch you in a mighty way.
Yes, yes.
That His word will change everything about you. That you will receive wisdom. That you'll receive understanding. That you'll receive great revelation. That you'll be lifted up right where you are. And I see a lot of people saying, I receive, that I am there. They are there. That is great. It's great to see that you're there, that they have their pens and papers ready, and that they're ready for the word. It says here, get wisdom. Get understanding. I want you to go to the King James Version, please. And this is important, because this will be the foundation of tonight's word. That you receive your upgrade in weaponry. You see, the thing is, when I'm finished with you, you won't even need a weapon. Because where do you need a weapon when you can preempt an attack and stop it before it's even ever happened? Amen? That's spiritual warfare. Amen? So it says there, forget it not. So when it comes to wisdom and understanding, never ever forget about it. Never ever forget its purpose and its importance in your life. Amen. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not. Forsake wisdom not. Never forsaking wisdom. And she shall preserve you. Say wisdom and understanding. Through the word will preserve me. Say,
I love
wisdom.
Wisdom.
Say, I love the word of God.
The word of God.
It says there, love her. Love this wisdom. Love this understanding. The wisdom of God is the Sophia wisdom. Direct translation. It is the Sophia wisdom of God. It is a divine superior intellect that is God-breathed and God-inspired. It is the very wisdom that Jesus Christ operated in.
Amen.
Amen. Say wisdom is a principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Now, I don't know if you are ready. So what am I saying? The ability to preserve and preempt,
yes, yes,
means that you will completely avoid trouble. Many of you receive the word of God, receive promises of God. But for some reason, there's always trouble. There's always a mishap.
That's right.
There's always an obstacle. There's always something in the way, all of a sudden. But I'm going to show you through the word that is not something that has happened all of a sudden.
Come on.
It is something that has been planned and transpired that you have missed completely,
yes, yes,
in plain sight. That it's been there all along. You have just not had the tools, the ability, and the wisdom of God to anticipate it and destroy it before it does anything.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to Matthew 13, verse 24. And I want us to get ready, because there are too many believers and too many Christians, even now in this lockdown, you're living in fear.
Yes, yes.
Or you're living in a comfort zone. You're happy to sit at home and be on the couch like a potato. Even now, you're rolling your eyes at me over the live stream.
Pastor Chris, as you say that, we have Abigail saying, so needed this service tonight. I'm spiritually bullied so much by the enemy. Definitely need to upgrade my weapons.
Amen. Amen. You see, there's so much going on right now that without wisdom and understanding, you will not be able to preserve yourself.
That's
without
right.
Revelation knowledge, without the ability to anticipate what the enemy is going to do, without the Holy Spirit, you will not be able to preempt what the enemy is trying to do.
Yes, yes.
And you will see in this parable, you have not heard this parable in this way. It will change your life and it will completely set you free. It is the job of the church, through the Word, inspired by the Holy Spirit, in the fullness and complete Word of God.
Come on.
To teach you how to protect yourself.
Amen.
Amen. And we can move in power, we can do all of those great things, but you need the Word.
That's right.
It is the Word that changes you. Amen.
Amen.
It is the Word and prayer that destroys the flesh. I know you're going to enjoy this tonight.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Amen. So it says here in verse 24, another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in the field. What seed did he sow?
Good seed.
He sowed good seed. So it wasn't bad seed.
Yes.
He sowed good seed. But now the problem is there's a problem here. Because this man sowed good seed. And he sowed it in the field. So you came to church, you sowed good seed. You received a prophetic word. You received revelation. You received the Word. That seed fell on good ground, right? Amen. But while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat.
Come on.
And carried on about his way.
Go deeper.
There are too many believers sleeping.
Oh yes, that's right.
While the enemy is sowing tares, you have sown good seed in the ground. You have sowed, you have labored. But while you felt oppressed, while you felt defeated, you fell asleep. While the wrong association whispered the will of the enemy into your ear, a different seed was sown. Tares were sown right next to your good seed. Amen.
Amen.
Say this with me. Say, I'm sleeping.
I'm sleeping.
But after today.
But after today.
I will never sleep again.
I will never sleep again. Amen.
You see, the problem with sleeping here, it is not just taking a nap or lying down and closing your eyes. In the proverbial sense, it is a person that is slothful. They are nonchalant.
Yes, yes.
About their walk with God. In the metaphorical sense, it is a person that is backslidden and in sin. And in the extreme connotation, it is a person who is not serious about their salvation.
Come on.
They're not serious about what God has called them to. They are not serious about the promises of God. Amen.
Amen.
They even doubt and contemplate whether salvation is real.
Sure.
Are you saved? Amen.
Amen.
Say, I need an upgrade.
An upgrade.
I promise you, this word is going to change your life.
Come on.
Forever.
I receive.
Say, after tonight.
After tonight.
I will never sleep again.
I will never sleep again.
Say, I repent.
I repent.
I renounce.
I renounce.
Of a slumbering spirit.
Of a slumbering spirit.
From any element of slothfulness.
From any element of slothfulness.
I renounce.
I renounce.
And I repent.
And I repent.
From being indifferent.
From being indifferent.
From falling into sin.
From falling into sin.
And falling asleep.
And falling asleep.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now I want you to watch this. When the enemy wants to do something with you, he will cause you to fall asleep. It's called the bait of Satan.
Sure.
That's all the enemy requires. If God required Adam to sleep, isn't it amazing that even the devil knows how to
go
make you
deeper.
Sleep? To bring a contradiction to every single miracle,
come on.
Every single word and promise that has been set out before you, even before you were formed in your mother's womb. Enemy just needs you to fall asleep. You see, the thing is, for you to fall asleep and to be in this state, all you need to be is a carnal Christian and a carnal believer. Unspiritual. Amen.
Amen.
You're permanently affected and afflicted by the things that are going on around you. You are always speaking contrary to the word of God. You're murmuring and complaining like the Israelites.
Yes, yes.
And God has given you the promised land.
That's right.
But you're walking around the same mountain 4 kilometers away for 40 years. Because you're in the flesh. I don't know if you're with me. So do you understand your enemy? Do you understand that when you have sown your good seed, that the enemy has come to sow his own seed? So that the moment you wake up, when all of hell is breaking loose, you don't understand what is going on and what is happening. How have things come to this literally overnight? It is because while you were sleeping, while you were insensitive, while you were having a bad day, focusing on what is going on the right, focusing on what is going on the left.
Yes, yes.
That the enemy has come in and sown his seed.
That's right.
Do you even know, are you able to comprehend and realize what is causing all the troubles in your life? It is a tear that is amongst your good seed. Do you believe that God has placed inside of you good seed?
That's right.
He's not going to give you any other kind of seed.
Amen.
It is good seed.
Yes.
The problem is, in order for us to preempt and have preservation, we need to be able to identify the tears that the enemy has placed in our lives before they reach full maturity and grow and disperse more seeds. Amen?
Amen.
Say, I know.
I know.
Say, I understand.
I understand.
That God has placed good seed in me.
That God has placed good seed in me.
Amen.
Amen.
But now understand that the enemy has brought a different seed. What seed has he brought? He has brought tears. So it says that the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went on his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. When you receive your miracle, when you receive your breakthrough, when you receive your promise, the enemy will sow an imitation right next to it.
Come on.
The problem with the tear is that in appearance, in structure, it looks exactly like the same grain as wheat. until it is fully grown and opens up. So while it is growing, you're not able to see, you're not able to discern.
Come on.
That is an imitation, that is a fake. But when a tear is fully grown and opens up, the thing that comes out of it is black and poisonous. There are many tears that have been sown in people's lives that it looks like wheat, that even while it's growing, it looks like the promise and the blessing of God.
Yes, yes.
Until it opens, and it is nothing but poison. It is nothing but delay. It is nothing but destruction. It is nothing but a complete contradiction to the promises and word of God. Amen?
Amen.
So here's a very simple question for you. And you can call this your preventative problem statement. Because when do these tears appear? When are they appearing? During harvest time. So the seed that the enemy has planted will germinate and flourish at the exact same time as harvest time. When and where will it be planted? When you sow your good seed. But it will also be planted while you are sleeping.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
But when is it appearing? Months and months and months.
Come on.
After it was planted. So you see, the thing that you are dealing with now, the plan and the strategy of the enemy, is not that it was planted now. It is planted while you were sleeping. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
People at home.
People at home.
Look at the people that are with you in the room. Look them deep in the eyes and say, it's time to wake up.
It's time to wake up.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, there was a time when your problem was planted. There was a time when the enemy planted those seeds of destruction.
Yes, yes.
To cause your delay.
That's right.
To cause every single promise of God to be contradicted and broken down.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
But you see, now the problem is when these things rise up, when these things happen, it was my mom's fault. It was my mom that never loved me. It was my dad that was never there for me. It was Mr. So-and-so that stole from me.
Yes, yes.
There's no ownership to any one of those problems.
That's right.
But through the word of God and wisdom and understanding,
come on,
you have the ability to preempt every single evil seed that the enemy has sown in your life. Amen. That after tonight, through this word, every single seed that the enemy has stolen will be returned to you. Amen.
Amen.
Everything that he has planted to destroy the works of God, your works of righteousness, the promises of God, those seeds of the enemy will be completely uprooted tonight.
I receive.
In Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor. Say to your neighbor, neighbor.
Neighbor.
You must watch and pray.
You must watch and pray.
Now point to yourself. Say, I must watch and pray.
I must watch and pray.
Before trouble comes.
Before trouble comes.
I don't know if you're receiving something.
I receive it.
And I'm just flowing and just hearing what God is saying. Because I need this to get through to you.
Yes.
The ability to preempt is the highest level of upgrade that you can move in.
Oh, yes.
When you have full discernment on every plan of the enemy. Amen?
Amen.
But you need the ability to watch, to see, to discern. And you need to have the Word of God in your life.
Yes,
amen?
Yes, yes.
Unless you know this stuff, I'm not sure. Verse 27. It says, so the servants of the owner came and said to him, but Pastor Chris, did you not sow good seed? Tian, did you not sow good seed? Pastor David, did you not sow good seed? Did you not sow good seed in the house of encounter, in the field of encounter?
Yes, yes.
How now does it have tears? How did this little religious, lawful imitation sneak in amongst the grace of God and the goodness of God?
Amen.
Amen. How did this despondent attitude,
yes,
amongst your time of harvest and prosperity, rise up in amongst what God is doing? There were tears sown while you were sleeping. Have you not received the promise of God in this place?
Come on.
Every person at home, have you not received the promise of God? Have you not received a prophetic declaration for what God is saying and what God is promising for your life?
Yes, yes.
Then why is everything going wrong? What is going on? The enemy has sown tears in your life. If God has said that you will prosper, why in your moments of prosperity are you not prospering?
Come on.
Because while God's promise and the enemy's promise has come up together, due to your lack of ability to see and being one with the Holy Spirit, you have chosen the wrong harvest. You have been poisoned. Through our distance, through this lockdown, we have become distant from God.
Yes.
So our ability to discern has completely disappeared.
This is the truth.
We have become insensitive to the blessings of God. And very quickly we'll see, no, God is not blessing me. Why is God not blessing me? But you have sown good seed. Who has sown good seed in this place? Every single one of you.
That's right.
So the rational question would be, why is it not reaping a good harvest? And why are the words that God is not blessing me leaving your mouth?
Yes, yes.
Tears have been sowed next to your good seed.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, but the thing that we have to get to, which is in the Word, is when were these tears sown? Exactly. See, there are so many good things that God has sown in your life. That every time you sow, you receive your miracle, you receive your blessing. But there's always a challenge. There's always confrontation. How many times did I receive breakthrough after breakthrough? Miracles, breakthrough in business deals.
Yes, yes.
But not one of them was without contention, without fight.
Come on.
That when I would be tested and shaped in my character, I would react. When the testings and the chastisement of God would come on me, my flesh would react. I'm not doing this. All of a sudden, a tear is sown.
Come on.
That the will of God is telling me to serve day in, day out.
Yes,
day
yes.
in, day out. to connect with the live stream and the servers.
That's right.
But I'm not doing that. All of a sudden, words of my flesh are rising up.
Go deeper.
And notice that I've said that the enemy has sown the seed, when in fact you have taken the bait of Satan and you've allowed that seed to be planted. You are able to preempt everything that the enemy wants to sow into your life. Amen?
Amen.
And you're able to completely destroy it. But you need the truth and you need the word of God in order to do that. Amen?
Yes, that's right.
And I don't know if you're ready for that at all.
Oh, yes.
What are the people saying on the live stream?
Pastor Chris, we have Sharon Washington saying, whoa, good word. Thank you, Pastor Chris. We have Madeline saying, this is too powerful. And we have Nicolette saying, I will only harvest good seed. No evil seed shall prosper.
Amen. Amen. Now watch this. Why all of a sudden, yesterday, the joy of the Lord was, the joy of the Lord was your portion. But this morning you woke up and it's time for church and you're depressed. You're waking up. You're kicking the dog. You're beating your wife. You're throwing things at the kids. Where did that seed come from? Not negating the responsibility that we have to have our flesh under control.
Come on.
But where did that seed come from? Because that is fruit of the seed. That is not the seed that is jumping up this morning. That depression is the fruit of that seed that was sown. That anger is the fruit of the seed that was sown. That lack of faith is the fruit of the seed that was sown. I don't know if you are getting this yet. I want us to go to verse 28. So he says there, he said to them, an enemy has done this. The servant said to him, do you want us then to go and gather them up? Don't change the scripture yet. There are promises for financial miracles. There are promises for breakthrough.
Yes, yes.
In your marriage. There are promises for breakthrough in your relationships with your children, with your family, with your business partners, with the call of God in your life.
Amen.
But they are not coming to pass. They are not even beginning to evolve or take shape. The process is not even being initiated. At a time where we should be embracing the presence of God.
That's right.
There's no ability to have peace in our house. There's no peace in our house.
Come on.
Where's that seed come from? You see that if we look at this verse, it says an enemy has done this. But he has come to him as if this has just taken place. But we see by the word has that this is past tense. That this has taken place in the past.
Yes, yes. Go deeper.
So it has a particular tense explaining what has happened exactly. Say this with me. Say, I'm about to preempt.
I'm about to preempt.
Say, I'm about to preempt.
I am about to preempt.
Every person online with us as well, I want to feel you. Say, I'm about to preempt.
I am about to preempt.
What the enemy has done.
What the enemy has done.
That the enemy is being found out tonight.
That the enemy is being found out tonight.
I don't know if you're ready for this yet.
Oh, yes.
You see, even by the owner's response, He is speaking as if it has just happened. Because he was sleeping. He has just arrived and he's seeing these tears.
Yes, yes.
The lack of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that a full plant has just appeared. I don't know if you're with me. That your empty bank account has just appeared. Whenever. Are we flowing yet?
Oh, yes.
I need you to get this. It has not just happened. Your attack has not just happened.
Come on.
It has been planned. It has been planted. It has been strategized. It has even imitated your miracle. You see, I can stand next to Matthew. And let's just think waist up. And you can easily think. So let's, Matthew, let's both stand at attention. How many of you will agree that we both look like soldiers?
Oh, yes.
But then I go up one level, and all of a sudden you see I'm in a denim jean.
Go deeper.
And I'm out of uniform.
Come on.
All of a sudden, you see that there's a zip on the side of my camouflage shirt. Then you see, wait a minute. This is not standard issue uniform, this.
Come
Something
on.
Is wrong here.
Too much.
That when you see the enemy's breakthrough, you say, wait a minute. This is not how God brings breakthrough.
Come on.
That all of a sudden you begin to see the imitation and the fake.
Yes, yes.
That as that problem begins to get bigger and bigger and bigger, only now you realize this thing is not of God. But it is too late. That seed has already begun to bear fruit.
That's right.
That black poison is already falling out into the ground, planting more seed. That all of a sudden, there's no place for your good seed anymore. That your murmuring and complaining has gotten so much that you have completely forgotten what the Word of God says about you and what God has promised for you. You see, the secret behind the plans of the enemy is that it has not just been planted. The enemy wants us to think that it has just happened
out of
the blue. But he has had to plan, he's had to strategize. Just as God had to cause Adam to fall asleep in order to take Eve out of the rib, in order for the enemy's plans to take place, he needs you to fall asleep. But the Bible says that we should watch and pray.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Chris, just as you exposed the devil, Mary said, the devil is now in trouble.
The devil is in big trouble.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Past tense. So right now, everything that is happening in your life, everything that is going wrong, that is contrary to the will of God, it is past tense. It is too late. The best thing that you can do is turn to the Word of God and repent and take ownership of what has taken place.
Amen.
Ownership. Not blaming your mother, your father.
Yes, yes.
Every single other person. You see, according to you and to your level, it is happening now. Because that is the level and depth of your spiritual perception.
That's right.
You're only able to see what is in front of you. But you're not able to see how that what is in front of you came about and
Come
came
on.
Into being and came into manifestation. Knowing that this as a soldier had to be trained. And I don't know, can I take this? that after being trained in the military, because how many of you know as children of God that we are in an army?
Oh, yes.
That after much training, after much preparation, after time and experience in the Word.
Come on.
After encounters with God, yes, after seeking His face, after surrendering and breaking down before Him, giving Him everything, being strengthened and empowered by His Word, by the Holy Spirit, we are given dunamis and exousia power. Now God says, here's your weapon.
Come on.
Because you have passed this first level of training. And you've been equipped and trained. I hope you're getting this.
Oh, yes.
You see, this parable was written in such a way, and just like every other parable, it is a parable because there are people that Jesus Christ did not want to receive and understand His word.
That's true.
Because you'll see in this parable that both the wheat and the tares are taken out together and then they are separated.
Yes, yes.
But we are preempting the tares. We are preempting the seed of the enemy. We are preempting the poison that the enemy has dished out and put down in your life. Amen?
Amen.
From tonight, I return to sender one way tickets.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Why do you want to go to war when you don't even have to pitch up? The battle is won in your prayer closet.
Come on.
You see, the thing is, this war is waged in the spiritual realm. But the enemy can't actually attack you in the spirit. He can attack you in the soul and the flesh. So if you're a soulish and a fleshly believer,
yes, yes,
you're done. How many times have you heard of men and women and God's encounters with Jesus Christ? Many. Have you ever heard them speaking and saying, asking Jesus in the encounter they had about the problems that they are facing? Never. If they did, I really doubt that encounter. In the realm of the Spirit, there are no problems.
Yes.
There are no issues.
That's right.
There's no lack. There's no want. In the realm of the soul and the flesh, absolutely.
Yes, yes.
That is where the enemy brings disruption. That is why we are required to be in the Spirit always.
Come on.
It is not meant to be an on and off button. Otherwise, you will not be able to preempt what the enemy is sowing in your life. Amen?
Amen.
I don't know if you're with me, if you're receiving something. Yes. What are the people saying online?
We have Audrey saying, I am in the army of God. And Providence,
amen, amen,
all the way from Jamaica, is saying, this word is deep. I will have to listen to it again.
Amen, amen. I want you to stand to your feet. Every person in their living rooms. Because I need deliverance to take place. For every tear that was sown in your life. But that God will give you the sight and the ability to see every seed that the enemy has sown in your life. To identify the time that you know, even when we do F1, the reason why we get into the things of the family, generational curses, activities that families were involved in. Those are places where the enemy has sown seed without your knowing. You see, the problem is we think that the situation we are in, the problems that we are facing, are a result of here and now. You could be affected from four generations back, but that tonight the enemy has been found out.
Oh yes.
And deliverance will be your portion.
I receive.
There will no more be any kind of limitation in your life.
I receive.
Say, I renounce.
I renounce.
Every slumbering spirit.
Every slumbering spirit.
Every spirit of laziness.
Every spirit of laziness.
Every area of procrastination.
Every area of procrastination.
I repent of these areas.
I repent of these areas.
I command them.
I command them
to be removed from my life.
To be removed from my life.
In Jesus Christ's name.
In Jesus Christ's name.
Say, every seed the enemy has sown.
Every seed the enemy has sown.
Without my permission.
Without my permission.
I command it to be uprooted.
I command it to be uprooted.
And completely destroyed.
And completely destroyed.
In Jesus Christ's name.
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Have your seats. Have your seats. Have your seats. Have your seats. Now watch 9 verse 29. But he said to them, so he asked them if they should pull the tares out immediately. He says, no, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Be careful of how you uproot your problems, that you don't go and uproot the promises of God with them. Why am I saying this? You see that when we find out about things in our families and in our generations, areas of unforgiveness, where we have taken offense with another person, the carnal believer thinks and believes that they have to go and sort that person out, when all it requires is repentance.
Amen.
And forgiveness.
Yes, yes.
Where you come boldly to the throne room of grace.
That's right.
And you receive grace and mercy. That when you extend mercy, imagine you're extending mercy for a seed that was sown in your life that had nothing to do with
come
you.
Come on.
This is when we talk generational.
Oh, yes.
This is when we talk bloodline and family things in your descendants that has happened before you. So that those seeds will not bear fruit that will go on into your family and into your generations and into your children after
yes,
you. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
That if I be the son of a prophet tonight, I command every seed, every plan, every plant of the enemy to be uprooted and removed right now in
yes,
Jesus
yes.
Christ's name. That every person that is connected online by this word of revelation that has been divinely inspired by heaven, just as I saw at the early hours this morning, that deliverance will take place in every single person's home. That every person that has decided to give up because of a seed that the enemy has planted, I command your eyes to be opened. I command your level of discernment to be lifted. That the calluses on your eyes, that the hindrance in your ears, the inability to hear,
yes, yes,
will be completely removed right now. That the anointing, that the Holy Spirit will fill your life, will fill your mouth.
Yes.
That the revelation and understanding that you are a warehouse of good seed will be revealed to you right now in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Come on.
And I declare and I decree that every good thing, that every promise that God has started will surely finish and be completed.
Yes, yes.
In Jesus Christ's name. Let's give him a praise offering, church.
Amen.
So lest while you gather up the tares, that you will also uproot the blessing.
Yes, yes. Amen. Amen.
Let's keep reading. So let both grow together until the harvest. So here's the second solution. When the seed of the enemy has already come out and fully grown and come forth, instead of reacting and retaliating, you know, carnal and fleshly believer, they always react, they always retaliate.
Yes, yes.
You know, prophet teaches me something very powerful. He'll always tell me to let something carry on. Let a person carry on.
Come on.
That you give them enough room to hang themselves.
Sure.
Because he says, yeah, let them grow out together until the harvest.
Yes,
why?
Yes.
Because we know that when this tear is ready and ripe for harvest, it is only at that point that it exposes its deep, dark, poisonous nature.
Oh, yes.
But that will be the only time that you'll be able to differentiate between the promises of God, the miracle that he has given you, versus what the enemy has tried to set you up with. Amen?
Amen.
You see, the enemy can also propose something that looks good to eat. The enemy can also set up and establish via a seed the wrong business contacts. Many people have been taken in business because you have chosen the wrong harvest.
That's right.
Because while you were sleeping and slumbering, while you were so obsessed with making money, while your heart was so obsessed on being successful in this world, instead of being of value in the kingdom of God, your mission was aborted. Your attention was averted to a harvest that the enemy had planted. Next thing, you have done business with someone who steals all your money.
Come on.
And you start again.
This is the truth.
First, gather together the tares. First, gather together the enemy's seeds and bind them in bundles. Let's stand to our feet. I want every person to stand to our feet. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
We take every seed of the enemy.
We take every seed of the enemy.
We take every tear that has been planted.
We take every tear that has been planted.
And we bind them together.
And we bind them together.
And in the name of Jesus Christ.
And in the name of Jesus Christ.
We command fire.
We command fire.
We command fire.
We command fire.
To come upon every seed of the enemy.
To come upon every seed of the enemy.
In Jesus Christ's name.
In Jesus Christ's name.
No seed planted by the enemy.
No seed planted by the enemy.
Will cause me to stumble.
Will cause me to stumble.
Will cause me to fail.
Will cause me to fail.
Will cause me to neglect the promise. Of God.
Will cause me to neglect the promises of God.
In Jesus Christ's name.
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen and amen. Let's give him a praise offering, church. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for every single person that is here in the house under this anointing, that is connected from all over the world to this live stream and this broadcast. I pray that a fresh hunger and a zealousness and a passion for the presence of God would come upon them. That every hardened and calloused area, that every rotting area of their lives would be removed, that it would be refreshed and restored in Jesus Christ's name. That an insatiable hunger, that an unquenchable fire would come upon them that has never been seen before. That from tonight, where the enemy has been found out, that the ability to preempt and avert and divert every assault, every seed, every attack of the enemy is completely aborted in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen and amen. Amen. Let's give him a praise offering, church. Amen.